Bobby Rossi.
Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Got your Florida legislative update coming up here in a second. But let me get with the top three stories. President Biden makes it official. He's announced his 2024 bid for re-election. Mortgage fees are rising on home loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And finally, Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon both have lawyered up. And in lawyering up, they both hired the same attorney. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Then going back to these here, I was reading that there's a couple of things now about Tucker Carlson, particularly why they let him go. One is, first of all, first and foremost, Rupert Murdoch, chairman of Fox News, firmly believed that nobody is bigger than the Fox News brand. Megyn Kelly wasn't, Glenn Beck wasn't, and Bill O'Reilly wasn't. You know, nobody's bigger than the brand. And sure enough, you've seen those individuals all move on, and yet, you know, they haven't had nearly as big of a megaphone since they left, and yet Fox News has flourished, been just fine. So one aspect is he's like, nobody's bigger than Fox News. Two, apparently, Tucker Carlson's sexist and anti-Semitic behavior behind the scenes was like next level. Now stuff is starting to come out a lot more that he was a very toxic person. And apparently he was toxic towards upper management as well. Like he was blasting upper management behind the scenes all the time. There's that. And you get that, plus you get the aspect of him having a lawsuit, a defamation lawsuit and a hostile workplace environment lawsuit that's going against him. Basically, they were looking at it and going, okay, this guy's toxic, or he's becoming toxic for our cluster, or for Fox News, and he's going to end up costing us even more money. That was one of the reasons they let him go. The second reason was apparently Rupert Murdoch didn't like Tucker Carlson's recent January 6th riot coverage and felt uneasy about it and felt like they might be coming, might be liable or something like that and might get more lawsuits because of his type of coverage. And so they just decided to let him go. That basically the risk was no longer worth the reward. And that's the reason why they decided to let him go. Well, he's lawyered up, so we'll see what happens with that. Talking about the mortgage rates rising on home loans, this is a concern. As I've mentioned many times before, a lot of people bought homes during the pandemic just because they were so desperate to get into a home. Some people overextended themselves, bought more house than what they could afford, and thought, you know, I'll be fine. I just got to get through this, you know, these few months or whatever it might be, right? Or maybe a couple of years. What they didn't expect is that we would have inflation that was going to, you know, basically have less dollars for them to work with. And then some people, unfortunately, are on, they're not on fixed rate mortgages. They're on variable rate mortgages. So as the interest rate rises, their interest rate rises, you know, as well. So hopefully not too many people are on that, but that's a concern. Well, now with mortgage fees rising for homes backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, that could put more strain on people's finances in the housing market. So we'll have to see if that translates to foreclosures. Hopefully not, but we'll see what happens. And finally, President Biden making it official 2024 announcement. It was in a pre-recorded message, you know, that way artificial intelligence could record it for us and edit it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. We do have some typical afternoon traffic. If you are leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point on 98, expect some slow traffic. We're looking good right now on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. We do still have some typical afternoon delays if you are getting into downtown Milton, going over Blackwater River, and we still have slow-moving traffic on Davis Highway northbound near the interstate and University Parkway getting onto Davis and 9 Mile Road at University Parkway. If you see something else on the roads or you have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Real quick here, legislative update for you. Alabama. I want to hit an Alabama legislative one because I like this bill. According to a Greenlight study in 2021, nearly 75% of teens don't feel confident about their financial education. So Alabama would be the latest state that would pass a bill that you cannot graduate from high school unless you take financial literacy classes. Now, Florida has something similar to this already in place. And I almost think you should not be allowed to be sworn in as a member of the U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate unless you've taken financial literacy classes. I'm only half joking. Governor DeSantis could run for president without resigning under a new Senate amendment. We've talked about this before. It's something like this had passed back in 2007. They're looking to try to get this going again. I don't know why they keep going back and forth on it. Just make it. I mean, you shouldn't have to resign your position to run for a different office, I don't believe. But I can see the argument why. I don't think you should have to do that. The latest DeSantis versus Disney battle is pertaining to the monorail system on Walt Disney World. Based on a new amendment in the transportation bill, the Department of Transportation safety standards would incorporate monorail lines that connect Walt Disney World to resorts and other parks. The plan would require regular, yearly state inspections from the Department of Transportation. It require audits and compliance reports conducted every 3 years and an annual on-site evaluation. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not really a DeSantis versus Disney thing. This is actually a safety thing. I have friends who live in Orlando, and they often tell me how many times the monorail is down for repairs. It's like always down. And so I'm thinking it's a piece of transportation. Why should it not have, be annually inspected and stuff like this? So, but that's one of the latest amendments that's coming up over there. And then we mentioned the other day about this new bill that would take some funding that goes to local school districts, and it would take some of that funding and it would go to charter schools for them to be able to maintain their own buildings. Right now, charter schools have to figure out how to maintain their own buildings on their own. And that bill is now ready for the full floor vote on the House, and it looks like it'll probably pass. And finally, the Florida House has backed new immigration changes. This is the one that would stiffen requirements for businesses to check the immigration status of workers, and it would crack down on bringing undocumented immigrants into the state. It would also require hospitals to collect data on whether patients are in the country illegally. And it passed the Commerce Committee with a 13-5 vote, and it's ready for the floor vote. And the Senate version is expected to come up probably either tomorrow or the day after that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. That is your Florida legislative update. I got a text here. Did they both hire Saul Goodman? Oh, you're talking about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. They both hired the same attorney to I don't believe they hired Saul from Don't Call Saul. No, I think they I can't remember the guy's name, but there you go. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest 2023 at the Pensacola Harley-Davidson this Saturday. Your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry into the drawdown for a new Harley. Also, door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, got your daily dad joke, and we've got a little information about the Pensacola street sweepers. Stick around for that.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, President Biden's re-election campaign is now officially underway as the president released a video early this morning declaring that he is formally in the race. The president, who turned 80 in November, has already said Vice President Kamala Harris will run alongside him. Washington State is banning the sale of assault rifles, becoming the 10th state to do so. Governor Jay Inslee signed a series of gun safety bills into law today, saying at the signing, no one needs an AR-15 to protect their family. A Japanese company's attempt at the first private moon landing has failed. iSpace lost contact with the unmanned Hakuto R Mission 1 lander today. It was supposed to land on the moon's surface just before noon our time. And Tucker Carlson's only been out of work a day, but folks are already trying to guess his next move. He's got plenty of offers on Twitter, including Russia Today and San Diego-based One America News. Apparently, Bobby, the CEO and founder, Robert Herring, said he'd be willing to give Carlson $25 million to come back home, as Carlson grew up in California.
Oh, okay. Well, One American News was growing as an organization there for a while, and then they just kind of fizzled out recently because I believe DirecTV or Dish Network, one of those, took them off the platform, and so that obviously hurt their viewers and their subscribers and things. So I'm sure getting a name like Tucker Carlson, they're hoping that would kind of put them back on the map,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I figured. He'll end up in, you know, like a Newsmax or One News America or the Russia Today one, you know, so they had an American branch for a while. And then during COVID, they started shutting a lot of their stuff down. But they still had a lot of people working remotely. And then when Russia invaded Ukraine, they just shut down their American division abruptly. You know, for understandable reasons.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really stay all that tuned in on, you know, the comings and goings of, you know, high profile anchors and pundits on national news networks. But is it, would you say common or uncommon when something like this happens? Because not only Carlson, but you've got Don Lemon too, where they just jump to other major networks, like a Carlson to a CNN or MSNBC perhaps. I mean, obviously politically they're nowhere close to as aligned as Fox News, but you know, at the end of the day, you're doing it for a paycheck, right?
But a couple years ago, you had Chris Wallace, who left Fox, went over to CNN. So you do get some crossover. They do happen. That Don Lemon's, you know, he's not going to go to Fox. But he, there could be an opening for him at MSNBC for sure. Yeah. And it just depends if they want him or not. For Tucker Carlson, he's kind of branded himself now as this far right person. So neither, I don't see CNN or anybody like that trying to pick him out. His only options are going to be probably what Megyn Kelly or Bill O'Reilly's done, which is online only. So he's going to have some sort of online only platform. But nowadays, I mean, Dan Bongino, who, you know, he basically quit Fox last week.
Yeah.
He's already announced he's quitting his radio show, I think in August. And the reason is because he's like, look, my podcast already does good enough. I already make $1 million a year on my podcast. I don't need to do all this other stuff.
Right.
And so they may not have as big of a megaphone as they do by being on Fox News, but he's going to make plenty of money just doing his own thing online if he wants to. Or he can go to Newsmax, or he can go to One America? What is that one?
Yeah, One America News.
Yeah, One America News, OAN. So he'll have options no matter what. They're just not as big of a platform as Fox News, ABC News, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you've also seen people like Keith Olbermann, who's been fired multiple times from networks, yet he keeps popping up. People give him another chance. And so I think when they look at it, they go, look, you got a big enough following, somebody's willing to give you a chance. And I could see that with either of those two. I mean, the reality of it is it's not like Don Lemon's less controversial than Keith Olbermann. Same thing with Tucker Carlson. I mean, Keith Olbermann's very controversial, and he's always been given other chances. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure they'll land somewhere pretty soon. Let's go ahead and get a traffic update with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Nothing too bad to slow you down. We do have some slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be throughout West Pensacola in the westbound direction right near Dog Track Road and Lillian Highway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. And again, this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, coming up here next, we've got your daily dad joke. Stick around.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing.
That's Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a minute, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then I'm going to talk about homeless mini towns. What are those? I'll talk about that coming up shortly.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I was going to propose to my girlfriend, but my dog ate the ring. So now it's a diamond in the rough. A diamond in the rough. At least until it comes out. Pensacola now has 12 finalist submissions for the name of the new three street sweepers. Includes Sweepy McSweepface, Sweeping It Real, Sweeping Giant, Sweeping Beauty, Lightning McClean, Dirt Reynolds, Dirty Harry, Darth Sweeper, The Grim Sweeper, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Bruce Springs Clean. Fiesta Pensacola is hosting the 2023 Crawfish Festival coming up Friday, April 28th through Sunday, April 30th. It's going to be at Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast and find out the crawfish eating times and entertainment lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. President Biden makes it official. He's announced his 2024 bid for re-election. Then Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon have both lawyered up, and they've hired the same attorney. And finally, mortgage fees are rising on home loans backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, pertaining to the presidential election, so President Biden making it official in a pre-recorded message, which I was kind of joking about earlier, is that way AI could make the message since he's not cognitively able to do a live message. But going over to the Republican Party of things, President Trump put this out just a little bit ago. I see that everyone is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. When you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourselves to being libeled and abused? Also, the second debate is being held at the Reagan Library, the chairman of which, amazingly, Fred Ryan, publisher of the Washington Post. No. So, in other words, Trump has released a statement that he will not participate in any of the RNC debates. How will that play out with the Republican primary? In fact, I brought this up last hour, bring it up again. I've mentioned this many times, how important it is for us to not really pay attention to the national polling, but instead pay attention to the polling that's being done in the early voting states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada. And because I was like, all you got to do is like, you could be down 20 or 30 points in the national polling, but if you win Iowa or come in second, even all of a sudden this becomes a two-person race. You know, even if you're, what's the guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, and people are like, oh, he's got a long shot. Well, if he comes in second or third in Iowa, then all of a sudden it's like he's a legitimate guy. Well, I just saw a poll today that Governor DeSantis, who's not yet announced his candidacy yet, and a lot of people feel like he has, he is too late in getting into the race. Well, Nevada, which I believe is the third state that's voting in this next in the primary season, he leads Trump in Nevada amongst likely Republican voters. So there you go. Everybody's like, it's too late. Trump already has momentum. I'm like, no, it's not. As long as you get in before summer, which is when all the summer events happen in Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, then you build your campaign in those four states and you build up recognition in those four states. And as long as those voters vote for you, that's all that matters. And sure enough, here it is. Nevada already showing that DeSantis leads Trump. So the national polls don't matter. What matters is those individual states in the beginning. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives and then we'll get your sports hit.
Nothing too bad to slow us down this afternoon with I-10 and I-110. Looking good throughout Pensacola. We also have those slowdowns on 29 northbound. That's in between 9 Mile and I-10. They have improved, but definitely still going to be present there. And some typical afternoon traffic. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. Expect some delays on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We have some slowdowns as you move eastbound into Tiger Point, as well as 98 in the opposite direction throughout Windhaven Beach. Moving westbound, expect some delays getting into Navarre. See something else on the roads? Make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Yeah, let's go and get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So the NBA playoffs continues tonight on TNT at 6:30. You got the Atlanta Hawks against the Boston Celtics. If Celtics win, they'll advance as they lead the series 3-1. Same thing with the Denver Nuggets against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They lead 3-1. They're going to be playing at 8 o'clock on NBA TV. Then at 9 o'clock on TNT, Phoenix Suns look to close out the Clippers. They lead that series 3-1. Major League Baseball underway right now. Colorado Rockies are beating the Cleveland Guardians 4-0 at the end of the second inning. Scoreless game between Boston and Baltimore. The Dodgers lead the Pirates 2-0. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Houston Astros, and right now it's still a scoreless game, but the Astros have a man on first and second with only one out. Seattle and Philly is scoreless. Texas Rangers are beating the Reds 1-0. The Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Miami Marlins later tonight. Marlins are 12-11. Braves are 15-8. Then televised game at 8:45 on ESPN+. St. Louis Cardinals play the Giants. NHL hockey playoffs continues at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Carolina Hurricanes lead the Islanders 3-1. So if they win, they will advance. Carolina talking about. So that's on ESPN at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock on TBS, Minnesota and Dallas will be playing. They're tied at 2 apiece. And at 8:30 on ESPN, LA plays Edmonton. They are tied at 2 apiece. Then in sports news, the Vikings reportedly have exercised the fifth-year option on their wide receiver, Justin Jefferson. The Avalanche, in hockey, Colorado Avalanche, Kel McCarr, one of their top defenders, is suspended for a game because of a late hit on Seattle Kraken's player. Notre Dame's quarterback, Tyler Buchner, has entered the transfer portal, but he's keeping his options open to returning to Notre Dame. And over in baseball, the Pirates and Reynolds have reached an 8-year, $106 million deal. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Fiesta Pensacola, we already talked about that one. Hogfest coming up on Saturday. $100 tickets, good for two people, and an entry for a drawdown for a new Harley. This benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. So get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. So homelessness is an issue around the country. Places around the country have been trying to figure out solutions for homelessness for decades now at this point, right? But I would say in the last 10 years, there's really been some ramped up efforts to deal with homelessness because you've started to get something we haven't really had a whole lot of in the history of the United States, tent cities. you know, we had our own situation under the I-110 bridge, right? Where it's just this tent community. And larger cities have even bigger situations that they're dealing with. So some municipalities, some counties' solution to homelessness is just to bus everybody to a different city. I've seen that happening in Texas. Hawaii has offered a one-way ticket to the mainland for the homeless people, and they just drop them off in L.A. So that's the solution for some organizations, but others are trying to figure out other things they can do. There's been some communities that have tried to basically have affordable housing that is paid for by the state for the first few months, that and they get free mental health counseling and drug addiction help and things like that. There's been all kinds of things. Well, there's a new thing happening in Pasco County here in Florida, where the city or the county is building homeless mini cities. Essentially what it is they're taking containers, like shipping containers, and converting them into housing, which you see that happening all over the place. But what they're doing is they've taken a bunch of land and they are trying to develop these basically tiny homes that would be for the homeless to live in. And I think it's a pretty good idea, but apparently a lot of the residents in the area don't like this idea. They don't want to live near the homeless city, you know, of the mini, like the mini city type of a thing, the container city. So they're afraid there'll be more criminal activity, which we saw that even under I-110 bridge. There was a couple very violent interactions that occurred, some arson situations, things like that. But I do think something needs to happen. It's better than a tent city. And there's been discussion about taking raw land, even here in Escambia County, and maybe going up further north and having just a bunch of raw land that the city will, or the county will annex, and then just basically that could be the tent city on their own. But the problem is there's no services. You know, you're far away from grocery stores and any kind of food services and stuff like that. So I do like the idea of having some sort of container city or tiny home village or something like this, that where the homeless could live in temporarily as they transition out. But that's the thing. How do you help them transition out of the quote unquote homeless situation? Mental health services are definitely needed. Some people say, well, drug help. Yeah, but often the reason why people are using drugs in the first place is because some other underlying mental health condition that's going on. So I think there needs to be something like that going together. But anyway, Pasco County developing this new container city idea. Coming up here next, got top trend, another quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, plus your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. Rossi coming up here in about 4 minutes. Got your Bobby's brain teases for you. Also, we got your top stories on foxnews.com. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on I-110 on the ramp. This is going to be getting off of I-110 northbound, heading onto I-10 westbound. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but use some caution while you are going over to the ramp there. Other than that, if you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, or if you have any details, the traffic line number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 in informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Bobby, President Biden's re-election campaign underway, releasing a video early this morning declaring he is formally entering the 2024 contest, also confirming Vice President Kamala Harris will run alongside him. Melting snow causing river flooding across the Midwest. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River in Wisconsin is forecast to crest just over 16 feet this week, its third highest ever. More protests involving Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker could be in store, this after Missoula Democrat Zoe Zephyr said Republicans would have blood on their hands if they voted for a bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors. Harry Belafonte, dead at the age of 96. The singer and civil rights activist died of congestive heart failure. Top hits included Deo and Jump in the Line. Bobby?
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. So the top story is terrorist leader who directed a deadly attack that killed 13 Americans has now been taken down. This is a the Taliban has killed the ISIS terrorist who directed the attack that killed 13 troops. So that was one of the things that came out right there. Then that's the top story on FoxNews.com. Other top stories of FoxNews.com, Rand Paul celebrating Lori Lightfoot's COVID vaccine comeuppance. So Lori Lightfoot, the former governor, mayor of Chicago, she basically fired a bunch of people who would not get the COVID vaccine. And the Illinois Department of Labor basically said, no, you can't do that. And they're forced to rehire all those people. So he was Rand Paul basically saying that she's a petty tyrant. So that went down. The top stories in FoxNews.com is the Biden administration delivers a blow to a fossil fuel project in victory for eco groups. So this is one where this is a gas pipeline that was going to transfer natural gas from Pennsylvania to Gibbstown, New Jersey via railroad. So it wasn't going to be a pipeline. It was going to be a permit to transport liquefied natural gas from Pennsylvania to New Jersey via railroad. And the Biden administration, the Department of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg said no. He did not grant the permit to transport that via railroad. It's like, okay, whatever. Pete Buttigieg, okay. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
8 million horses, donkeys, and mules died in World War I. 8 million horses, donkeys, and mules. Wow. The last president who was not Republican or Democrat was Millard Fillmore. He was in 1850. He was a member of the Whig Party. Before Louis Farrakhan became the head of the Nation of Islam, he was pretty much a pretty successful calypso singer. He went by The Charmer or Calypso Gene, and he recorded several albums. Well, interesting. And humans aren't at the top of the food chain. We're actually kind of low because we eat both meat and plants. Our place is roughly the same as pigs and anchovies. We're way below tigers, crocodiles, and boa constrictors. Yeah, probably. And finally, there's a condition called Cotard's syndrome that makes people believe that they're dead and walking around as a corpse. That's right. There's actually a syndrome where people believe that they're a zombie. We're laughing at this right now, but in like 3 years from now, there's going to be this whole big movement about accept me as a zombie. It'll be a whole accept me as a zombie movement. You're listening to